Hi, welcome back to the Minority Experience Podcast with the Jordan Innovation Lab. I am one of your hosts, Amina Rockman, here with
Olivia Watson,
Yaris Herrera,
Aliyah Kailouis,
Journey Grace.
Period. Anyway, so on this episode, we'll be talking about healthy love in the African-American, Caribbean, and Hispanic culture.
I just feel like she chose this topic and some members of the group are going through some this traumatic.
Granted, sidebar note that this topic came to me at 2 o'clock in the morning last night. Well, this morning.
And she didn't know about our problems
I did not
yet.
Know. So, see, we really like that. Connected we are as a group.
You just felt deep down, Journey. And
deep down, I woke up. Deep down, I woke up.
Like, you called you got Journey.
No, we could have just kept it anonymous.
It's all right.
Anyways,
all
right. First question. What is everybody's idea of healthy love?
I don't think there is such thing as, like, healthy love.
Oh, what? Get out.
There isn't.
So, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
Like, what is your definition of, like, healthy love?
My definition of healthy love is, you know, when you're in a... Because it doesn't have to always be, like, with a partner. It could be healthy love with a parent, healthy love with a friend.
Yeah.
It's just having love for somebody and really wanting to see them thrive.
Mm. You want what's as we say, you want what's best for yourself, what you want for your friend.
Or exactly. You want for the other person. For the other person. I feel like that's healthy love.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to always be romantic.
I was gonna say putting in as much work as someone else does for you, because my mom grew up saying, I'm not gonna work harder than you are for something that you want. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's something that I always think about. Like Journey said, 50-50, I think both should be putting in 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also just like understanding the other person, being able to make sacrifices, and, you know, looking past the rough stuff sometimes.
I think we have, like, all of us sitting here have a healthy love, because all of us can sit here and be like, yeah, I care about you. Like, yeah, I want to see you thrive. Like, in a sense, that's healthy. It doesn't always have to be, you know, romantic. It doesn't have to be, you know, we doing a do or whatever.
It's going too far.
Exactly.
My mother listens to this podcast.
Oops. I apologize, Journey's mother. I think we all have, in a sense, we have different meanings of healthy love. We have different ideas of healthy love. We've seen different examples of love, whether that be healthy, that be unhealthy, because, you know, depends on your environment, depends on the people you were raised around, depends on, you know, just things in that sense.
Right.
Just what I see around, like, society and, like, what my parents, they didn't really have, like, they had some up and downs and stuff, and when I grew up, like, they would always be fighting, so I never really got to see what healthy love really was. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's what I meant, like.
So you've, like, never seen it
you've
before,
never
so
seen
you don't
it.
Know.
So, yeah.
I wanted to add on to that. I feel like many of us, or at least for me, I grew up in a home where, you know, the adults weren't healthy themselves. They were okay themselves, and it's just, like, they made the relationship, which could have gone good if they knew how to act, if they would have healed and everything would have been different. But I grew up that way, and sometimes I might be going deeper into this, but sometimes you grow up with the thought of, like, oh, so this is normal when you see something like this in a relationship, not even just like a love relationship, it's just like in general, for people to like disrespect you that way or something. You find it normal because you're used to that treatment. So I just feel like healthy love does exist. It's just,
you've never been given the opportunity to,
you need to
see.
Heal yourself first, and then probably that way you can probably see differently. Not everybody is okay, you know, but you can learn how to distinguish who is who throughout the time.
I have a question, like, if you were to be able to describe healthy love, even though you said you never like experienced or seen it, what would you think it is?
Of course, like I said, there isn't like 100% healthy love. Like, if you're gonna be in a relationship with someone,
you're gonna have up and downs.
Gonna have up and downs. What my definition is, like I said, like, being there for the person no matter what they go through, and just always caring for them, like, that's what healthy love is to me.
Can I say I don't agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Because even though we say, like, okay, you're not going to have 100% healthy love because there's ups and downs, that's not true.
Mm.
Actually, in reality, that kind of is the definition of having healthy love, but to the extent where you can work through those issues.
Yeah, well, you can come back together.
We have up and downs, and we're say we're arguing or we're bickering, we're going over whatever it is, mm-hmm. and it's not, our bickering isn't, oh, bleep you, da-da-da-da, get out my house, get out this, mm-hmm. we can break up, da-da-da-da-da, mm-hmm. no shade to anybody here. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the ups and downs in an unhealthy relationship. Mm-hmm. A healthy relationship is, we got into it, all right, maybe
we could talk about it.
Yeah, maybe you're mad for 10 minutes, I'm mad for 10 minutes, we come back and we say, all right, babe, I'm sorry, here's my point of view, here's your point of view. But also, when we say, oh, unhealthy love, mm-hmm. is caring for that person no matter what, or being there for that person no matter what. What mm. happens when that healthy love of being there for you mm. no matter what becomes unhealthy?
But like I said, like when you said like being in a healthy love relationship, if it's like with your parent or something, because it doesn't have to be like a significant yeah. other. Me and my mom, we don't have like a healthy relationship. Like I said, mother issues for
same,
sure. There will be some times where I want to tell her things, but then she'll like gaslight me and make it seem like it's my fault. But deep down, like I really want to have like a deep conversation with her and to really open up to her.
I was gonna say, adding on to the definition, I feel like both people in the situation have to be mature. Because yeah, I know I've like absolutely. Had arguments with just like friends, but we were able to realize that one argument isn't worth like losing years right. of friendship over. And yeah, I don't know. Maturity is a big thing.
It's a big absolutely. Yeah. I feel like you should be able to disagree with somebody who you love. It's okay to not be on the same accord as somebody who you have love for. Mm. But I feel like you should be able to do it in a way that's respectful. And even if you're the type of person that when you get mad, you blow up.
Yeah.
You get disrespectful. There should be, healthy love is when the two people can come together like, okay, I blew up and I know you don't like me blowing up. I'm sorry for blowing up, but mm-hmm. this is why yeah, I blew up. Like, and then the person you're talking to is like, okay, I understand that. This is why I feel the way I feel. Okay, I understand that. So we're cool. Like, you know, I feel like communication is a big part of any type of healthy love, whether it's your parents, your significant other, your friends, your dog. Like, if you don't communicate, like, can't
healthy,
love.
Yeah, healthy communication.
I feel like Olivia said maturity is very necessary, and Journey said communication is necessary. Mm. Also, the main source is love. Like, if you actually love the person, yeah. you're going to do whatever is possible. You know, you're going to give your best to that person. You're going to try to understand them. Another thing that I find important is being humble.
Yes.
Sometimes as humans, we our ego sometimes is a little bit yeah. high.
You gotta be able to understand that you're yeah. wrong sometimes.
Yeah. And right, the person might be like, I feel this way. And if you're like, but I didn't do anything, and you're over here like trying to gaslight them, yeah. like it's all your fault, you know? No, it's like it's not okay. You gotta learn how to settle down mm-hmm. for you to understand others. Like, you have to put yourself down sometimes, and that's necessary. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know how to be humble like that, mm-hmm. and you want a healthy relationship, then
you're not gonna yeah. get it.
You're not gonna get it.
Especially with the ones that for sure have big egos.
That's something I had to learn to do. When people would get mad at me, I would like turn it. I wasn't like gaslighting them.
But turn it into like, why are you so mad at me?
Yeah, yeah.
You like turn that. It and be like, well, actually, you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the reason why we're here.
Yeah, so I had to learn to. Double like gate. You said, yeah, mm-hmm. like, be humble, like, let your, like, pride just, like chill yeah. out for a second, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. and then look at it from their point of view.
Yeah.
I will definitely say that I had a bad, especially being from a childhood where everything was like, oh, okay, you did this to me. It was always like tit for tat in the house. Like, all right, you did this to me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it like 10 times. Like, all right, bro, you broke up with me. I'm still your child for 15 years. Like, bro, you're Yo. Tripping. You're tripping, bro. Yeah. Like, hey, I mean, that's just yeah. my story, you know? But, and it's crazy because my dad had to tell me, he was like, listen, I'm not gonna play tit for tat for you at some point, even no matter how much I love you. If I understand that this relationship is becoming unhealthy, I have to remove myself from this equation. Mm-hmm. I can give you every single last thing I have. Mm-hmm. I can want what's best for you, but if you don't want it for yourself and you're not trying to put the same effort that I am in this relationship, we can't do this. Mm-hmm. Because one of us has to be mature in this relationship. Otherwise, well,
really,
we gotta
both of us. Like, that's the problem. One of us can't be, and you
no,
can't.
No, no, no. But what I'm saying is, in that situation, oh, yeah. one of us has to be mature enough to mm-hmm. leave yeah. from it and not say, all right, we finna keep playing tit for tat. Yeah. One of us has to be emotionally mature and mentally mature to say, you've yeah. won. I'm done. I can't do it anymore.
And also, age does not define maturity.
At all.
So, for example, like, I consider this group a very wise group, you know? We play around and everything, but that's
but we understand else, things, you know? In life.
But when it comes to something serious, it's like we come to conclusion, we're like, yeah, like
we know how to put the joke to the side yeah. when it comes time.
And it proves to me, like, oh, like, these people are actually, you know, I can't conversate. Is that mm-hmm. with them with no issue. Like the last podcast we had with Simon.
I'm not gonna lie, sidebar, Journey had me so confused though. I was like, Journey, what? Like you're getting me there. But I also had to understand, like, that's her perspective, that's her interpretation, that's what she believes. I can't be upset about what you believe. And now you might have ticked me off and I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, but I can't be upset because of what you believe and what you know.
So that proved to me that we're mature enough, you know. And it's like, we were sitting here and I was over here disagreeing in some things, and I probably felt some type of way in the moment, but I was like, you know, I also believe my own things and they also understand me, you know, so I should understand them as well. So it was like, it was really nice to see that.
Shout out Simon.
Shyman.
Shout out Simon. Our Canadian king.
Yes.
Whoa. Nah, okay. You lost me with that one. My next question is, in the span that you've grown up, how many times has healthy love been shown to you and how many times has unhealthy love been shown to you? And if you could differentiate between the two without understanding it. Like, okay, we spoke about it, right? But what I'm saying is, how many times in your mind from your childhood can you pinpoint exactly when love was shown, which one was it?
Like, shown like to me, like personally, or just like I saw it
personally or around you as well?
Well, I know for me, my parents got divorced when I was like younger. So when I was younger, and this is what I didn't understand, when I was younger, I feel like I thought it was unhealthy, like, love. Oh, my parents don't love each other. That means that one of them don't love me more than the other one. They must not love me. Why would they break up? Like, no, my parents got divorced, and if you look at them now, you could not tell they're divorced. Like, they don't be hugging and stuff, but like, they're my parents. My mom is my mom and my dad is my dad. They still act like my parents, and that's healthy love to me, because like how you said earlier, one of us have to be mature enough to leave the situation. Both of my parents were mature enough to leave whatever situation they had going on. I don't know why they got divorced. I just know they not together, and they ain't been together for a long time. And it's like, they both were mature enough to leave and mature enough to still be in their children's life. My parents co-parenting is phenomenal. I don't know, like how I said before, you could look at my parents and you could think they sit together at basketball games, sit together at the plays, text about, hey, did you get Journey tickets? They put money together for me. Like, I feel like that's healthy love when you I feel like my parents still love each other.
And that's the thing I was going to say. In a sense, when you look at the relationship, I still love you enough to make sure that our child
together will thrive.
Yeah.
I don't love you like that.
Because it went from romantic to now a platonic, I care about you.
Yeah.
I care about you to not only make sure that you're okay, but to make sure that you're okay enough that our child sees that you're okay so she can be okay.
Yeah.
Because when I start leaning back and I'm like, nah, you got it. You got this. Not only have I ruined the image for my child in their future, but I've also ruined the way you see me. So now I've just split this whole dynamic because I felt a certain way.
Yeah. So I feel like that was my like, when you first think of it, like, oh, your parents got divorced, that must be unhealthy. But like, no, I feel like that's some healthy love.
No,
like,
honestly, some parents, because I know, especially in certain cultures, Hispanic, African American, Caribbean, it's, oh, stay with your partner no matter what. Stay with your partner regardless. Like, tough love, struggle love. Sidebar, I don't do struggle love. I'm sorry. I don't do that. I really don't. But that whole, you know, ride or die, stick it out, Bonnie and Clyde, sidebar again, they both died in the end, so we're not doing that. But I think it's better sometimes when parents can look at each other and say, hey, I don't feel the same way that I did about you. This relationship isn't good for our child. Let's split so we can give them something better. Because some parents had to realize, or some parents both looked at each other and were like, maybe we were kicking it back then. We were cool. But now it's better that we work like this. We work better like this than how we did before. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a great thing to show kids. Because it shows them that you don't have to stay if you feel that a situation is becoming unhealthy for you. You don't have to stay. If you still love that person, or you're like, hey, I love you and I care about you, but, you know, I just don't that much anymore, and we can separate ourselves and still work together, I think that's a beautiful thing to show kids.
What I want to say is that I have a lot of definition. Well, I have a lot of examples for unhealthy love in my life. Obviously not going to pour out everything to the people.
Yeah, I got some.
Oh, I definitely got some. but y'all heard mine earlier.
I can give you guys an example also for the audience to understand, you know. So I grew up only with my mother. So I think many of you guys already know this. And obviously my father was not in the picture. Growing up, it was like, I knew about my dad. My mom always told me about my dad and everything. Never put me against him. it's like, as a child, it's like I wanted to know who he was. Like, I wanted to speak to him. Like, I just wanted him, you know? Mm-hmm. It was, like, really hard for me because it was like, dang, like, I actually only had my mom, you know? And it's like, I saw other kids and they had their dad and everything. Mm-hmm. And they used to come to school and they used to get lunch together. If not, they would come to award ceremonies. Mm-hmm. I would have award ceremonies. My mom was not able to come because she was always working for us. Like, it was, she had three kids. She had to work for us and she was a single mother. So it was like, I felt sad and everything. But one thing that growing up, like, I started noticing was that I saw my mom being independent, so I grew up with the same mentality. I'm like, I'm going to do the same thing. I used to really think big, mm-hmm. like, when I was little. I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not committing. I'm not making the same mistakes, in quotations, because I saw them as mistakes. But, yeah, I learned that. I thought it was normal for people to just, like, separate away from me uh-huh. and for me to find solutions by myself. Uh-huh. Like, for me to mend everything that they did, uh-huh. you know? It's like, I have to find solutions for what they did because they didn't step up, and that's not okay.
Yeah, like, that's not
that's unhealthy.
So, we love Yurissa's commentary. Thank you so much. This has been part one of our two-part episode. So, thank you guys for listening. This has been the Minority Experience Podcast with the Jordan Innovation Lab with our hosts, Amina,
Olivia,
Aaliyah,
and Jordan. Stay tuned for part two. Bye.